Yo, what up? And welcome to another episode of Straight From The Stands, an unapologetic, unofficial LA Galaxy podcast hosted by 4,000 of my supporters who bring you their thoughts and views on everything related to LA Galaxy straight from the stands. I am your co-host, Smarts, alongside the always angry Angel, his counterpart, level-headed George, and the man with the facts, Massa. This is Straight From The Stands. Good evening.
What up, y'all?
What's going on, gentlemen?
How I'm back. You? I'm not frozen. For my Monday people.
Yeah, man, we're full crew. Angel's here in the background eating some cookies right now, but he's here. George, he finally got his internet back. Massa, he's here. He just don't say shit like always. I mean, yes, last week, though, good looking. Now you backed me up a little bit. You talked a little more, so I appreciate it. You're probably going to go back to your regular quietness.
Yeah, okay, Angel's back. We don't let anybody talk, so I'm just going to shut the fuck up.
Hey, George, gotcha. You want to explain to people why you were frozen last week?
All right, so everyone, so I got off the plane at 11:30 p.m. Mind you, the recording was already done. So my boy Rudy hits me up the next day. Like, he tells me the story. He put up a picture of me, and he was going to tell everyone that it's not really me that I was getting off the plane. But he got too into his conversation. He likes the sound of his voice so much that he forgot to mention it to everyone. So everyone got to say that I have Curaçao internet, which is false. Not anymore.
All right, man.
I upgraded.
So it's Monday.
But I'm happy to be back.
Monday. The Monday after that fucking L versus NYCFC. You know, three fucking L's in the span of 8 days. Yeesh. Mm-hmm. Yeesh, that gotta hurt. All right, before we get into, do we have any news? Anything new? Other than my boy Fabio got his paperwork in, so
we'll go through injuries, right?
Well,
is that a part of news?
Yeah, it's part of news. Roster.
Well, my only thing was I was kind of surprised I didn't see Rolf in the 18. Massa said that it was because he had a what was it, Massa?
Something about a knock on his right foot.
Yep.
So nothing big. I'm hoping.
It's 10 days, right? I think that's what I heard. Or did I just make that up? I might have made that up.
Sounds about right. Let's make it official.
I'm playing too much FIFA.
But there was a tweet that was posted last week on Friday, I think, that he was going to be out for a couple of days or for a few days because of a foot thing. I don't think it's something major, but he was not in the 18-man roster for this week.
Bruce on the chat saying it might have been a toe. I honestly don't know.
It's a foot injury, so, I mean, yeah. That's part of the foot, so maybe.
If you want to, did we get any news on Jonah?
Nah, nothing concrete. I mean, they're just saying it's not a major.
Nothing crazy.
Yeah, but it's a little knocked here and there. Okay. My boy Fabio got his paperwork, so he should be good to play against Colorado. Hoping he's play against Colorado. We need somebody to play against Colorado.
We saw a tie, bro. We didn't give Colorado the first win of the season.
We're in a giving mood.
Yeah.
Man. We nice.
Oh, man. All right. So since we ain't got shit to talk about when it comes to news and it comes to rumors, let's go ahead and let's talk about fucking NYCFC. You know what I mean? Let's start by the lineup. We had Bingham and a three-man back line
with
Polenta, Gonzalez, Pipo, and Steris.
Pipo gets the first start.
Five in the midfield, or you could say five in the back, but it was more in the midfield with Didi Traore and Araujo playing wingbacks, Corona, Carrasco, and Legette in the middle. And on top, we have Zlatan and Antuna. How closely did they follow the formation? You know, I mean, I don't know. What do you guys think? You think they stayed true to their formation, to the 3-5-2?
No, not at all. I think for the most part, we played the same way. It's just Antuna played a little behind Zlatan and kind of just ran freely to do crosses in, which is usually what we do. There's not much of a difference. It's just we had the three in the back of the three center backs, and then our wings were essentially, in Angel's words, Didi and Araujo.
Yeah. You know what? Essentially, when see, now I must be saying essentially too. Thanks. When I saw the lineup, I fucked with it. I like it, right? I like it. It was a good way to get people in and not to really disturb our back line. And Traore and Araujo hadn't been doing bad in the team, so I was excited.
That excitement. This lineup was something I wanted to see on the road, though. Honestly, when we were talking about quote unquote rotations, I think it was a good lineup to do on the road. Maybe help some. It is what it is. I mean, we played it at home. I mean, we should be playing. Whoever plays at home should be playing strong. But that's a good road lineup. I won't be mad at it.
You know what? I wasn't mad at it even for home.
Yeah, no. But
you know what I mean,
I'm sure we did it because of the injuries.
Yeah. For sure. But listen, actually, so I'll say this for later. Let's talk about the game. As excited as I was for the lineup, that shit went out the door pretty quick when the game started. You know what I mean?
It felt like a second half of the Galaxy in the first half. That's really what it looked like.
Yeah, it was off. It was off. And I'm gonna get right into it and say Carrasco's useless. Carrasco's,
it's crazy is, how is the dialogue useless. Changes, huh?
And here's the thing, I'll sustain that. I think if we're playing a good match and we're up 3-1 and you wanna close it down, you bring Carrasco and just close it down, that could work. But trying to rely on my man to play 90 minutes in the middle of the field is fucking useless, man. He was just sitting in front of defense when he didn't need to be. You know what I mean? Yeah. You got three center backs that are pretty compact in the back. He didn't need to be that far back, and he just sat there the whole fucking... And you know, we don't start in the first half. He just sat there the whole fucking first half. Never got up high enough to link up with Carrasco, with Corona or Leggett or fucking Araujo or fucking Adidi on the other side, let alone fucking Antuna and Zlatan. He was just, you know...
He's playing deep, like if he was playing Pipo's position. Yeah. I think Polenta pushed up more.
Yeah, like he was sitting on Pipo's lap, and I didn't get that. I didn't get that at all. I was like... I was expecting him to move up at one point. You know what I mean? And then we're asking him... Well, go for it, Masa.
Well, then you could put that on the coach.
Why the put fuck a coach? Play a...
Yeah, why the fuck put a CDM when you have three in the back?
Because he's supposed to be... Or he was trying to be like for like with Jonah.
For what though? You have three in the back.
No. You think, man? Listen, Jonah plays. Yes, Jonah plays in that lineup, and we have a better showing.
Question, Masa. Yeah, I think Carrasco knows his position when he comes in for Jonah. I think it's not a surprise of what we want him to do when he comes in. Obviously, we're not going to go like for like, but I think GBS thought, well, he comes in for Jonah in the last 10-20 minutes and he puts on a good showing. Let him do the same, but I think it was just he thought different and kind of held back.
Man, I don't get it. for me, like Carrasco was just subpar. I mean, big time subpar for me in this game. Any thoughts, Angel?
I don't want to say much about this game.
It's a podcast, though, so that's kind of what we do. So if you can help me out, I appreciate it.
I mean, it's because personally, I think a lot of people are overreacting in general for a lot of shit, right? But I'll get to that later when we cover everything. And I'll give my 2 cents on everything. What I thought, though, first of all, I thought the formation, I mean, I guess the idea was made sense. If Traore decided to play because he was useless this game, and essentially we ended up playing essentially with four in the back because... It felt like Traore, honestly, like Traore was there for, like, people are asking, well, did Leggett even play Leggett? Yeah, sure, I can agree with that, but even more so with Traore, he's supposed to help in that attack. And we came with a defensive mind, right, with the intention to have a wing back, but then, like you guys said, with Carrasco, it was stupid. Yeah. Add Juninho, because Juninho is still, to me, more offensive minded than. Mm-hmm. Then, or at least a true center midfielder. Carrasco drops too much. We don't need to have him in that formation when we already have three center backs and two, you know, wing backs, you know, playing that defensive mode. So I thought we came a little too defensive for this game.
Yeah,
especially at home after coming with two back-to-back losses, we needed to come out firing all cylinders.
Yeah, I agree with that. Carrasco is definitely a further back midfielder, a true CDM where. I think we needed more of a box-to-box than anything else, right? Man, we didn't see that from him. I want to talk about Araujo, though, because if we're going to look at Didi on one side, and I think Didi had a bad game. I think in the other side with Araujo, I think Araujo had a... For the shit team, that for the shit way we played, I think Araujo played well. I really like...
I think he had the least...
And not only that, like, I'm sorry, and maybe not even defensively. I'm talking about just his approach to playing the wing back and how he's comfortable pushing up and not necessarily giving the easy pass and looking to create something. I was really impressed by Araujo a few times in the first half. In the shit first half, I was impressed by Araujo and his movement and this just his IQ.
Mm-hmm. I agree. For a bad showing in the first half, I think he was a positive. If we could take one,
yeah, right.
It's really hard to say. Yeah,
if we're looking for something, I mean, and that's me kind of digging in there trying to find something because, let's be honest, that first half was fucking garbage. You know what I mean? The first half was fucking garbage. And since I gave the one positive from that first half, I'm gonna go ahead and finish off with LeJet. Cause my man LeJet, bro, you know, recently there's been the idea thrown around that he's gonna go out wide now that we have Fabio. Mm-hmm. But I just like he's just slow right now. And not only like in the way he moves, just in the way he's thinking about the game, he's reacting to the game. We had a good chance with Antuna that was offside. And that offside happens 100% because of LeJet. Antuna checks his run twice before he makes that run and the ball gets there late, right? And at first I didn't make nothing of it. On the replay, you see LeJet think about it twice. He looks up, and then he does the pass. And I was just like, yo, come on. Like, one thing, if you describe Antuna one word.
Speed,
fast. Any kind of light word for that, right? Anything that's
flash, dash.
Yeah, whatever you want to say. Like Cash, the one thing he
could Speedy do. Speedy Gonzalez.
That's two words. That's a word and a name. This is a word and a name, so whatever. Listen, you know, but we know he's going to run and he's going to make, if you give him a ball in space, he's probably going to get there because he's fucking fast. And we saw that even in this whole pressing. Throughout the first half, he was pressing them. He was getting close to all these fucking balls.
That was crazy. He ran across the field when it went to the goalie on one of them. I was
you seen
like,
that
no.
From fucking field from from area to area, so he could run. So why are you second doubting yourself on giving that pass? And if you give that pass earlier, it's the same outcome 100 times. But you let him be offside before you take the pass. Like, come on, you know what I mean? I don't get it. He's just slow right now when it comes to recognizing a play or even his movement is kind of slow to me.
And we'll get into it as well, like in the tailgate. But I 100% agree with you. I think that right wing is going to be, if anything, just basic. It's going to be one of those receive cross, receive pass. There's nothing going to be crazy. And I think it's going to expose them a lot more on that right wing.
Yeah, man. Because I really don't see it. I was up for the idea. And then this game is just like, I don't see it. If you're going to play in Hawaii, like, yeah, you need a little more than that, at least in my opinion. But then again, I don't, you know, who else are we going to throw there? But we get into that. And those are kind of my thoughts before I get into what happened in the first half on our players and what are you seeing. You guys have anything?
You know, why you guys are still so critical on LeJet? And yeah. I was saying, well, where was he? Because Ro was to play that camera only. Like, that was, I'm sure, based on what I saw on the field and the lineup, especially that lineup formation, you know, the formation that we came out with, it's one of those roles like, no, you can't rotate in this type of formation like you do when you have the other three. Mm-hmm. So this specific game highlighted how useless Sebastián LeJet is in that cam role. Now, that is not going to take away that in a true center midfielder role, I think paired next to Jonah, I think he'd be fine. Like, because he's been fine. We've talked about this over and over the last few episodes that in, you know, when it comes to recovery and playing in that true center midfield role, he's good. Like, yeah, he's fine.
He just has,
but we're playing this guy, and that's what I'm telling people, like, yo, y'all need to chill. Then, you know, I was gonna save it for a little bit later. We'll get to that. But we're being, and I am, right? I've been very critical about it, Jay, but it's not, to me, I don't think it's his fault. This is a coaching decision, and we're starting to see some coaching errors from GBS so far. Get that man out of that cam role. Put some, be creative with the lineup. Do something different. I mean, I get the intention of being creative with this lineup, but not with him in that cam role. And that's how I feel about that.
Yeah. All right. And you know what? Let's get through this game and then let's discuss a little bit about GBS because I have thoughts on GBS too. Anything else in the first half that you guys that was stood out to you guys?
Yeah, we're shit.
Okay, maybe a little overreacting, but
I'm definitely overreacting. But
trade everybody,
trade
we're
everyone.
Tired.
Drini out.
We're gonna be tired on Sunday too. Fuck it. No, tired all season.
I can't say that.
Well, we're tired.
All right. So how about them goals? And we touched a little bit on Didi, but the first goal.
You put honestly, you and I agreed with you. We were. very, very critical. We really wanted to see how Galaxy were going to stand up to a team that played the ball creatively.
Yeah. Remember,
it showed. Yeah.
They moved freely up top. And again, listen, I blame at least the first goal a lot on Didi's inexperience.
Just ball watching.
Yeah. Ball watching. He assumed the line was higher than what it was. And he was off that line by like maybe 2 yards. So he was off like quite a bit. And he played twice. Him outside. And what he does, the first thing he does is put his hand up and look around. Like, instead of just kind of, like, you know, trying to do something and get back to the play. To me, I was upset when I seen that happen. Because I was like, man, you fucked up. Don't look to get bailed out. Look to get back into the play. You know what I mean? And to me, that first goal, it just showed how inexperienced he is. You know, for Didi.
Okay.
Didi, yeah. For as much, I felt like he had a couple moves going forward that were nice. Like, he had a nice little flick over. But when you're down there, like, come on. That seemed too easy for them to get in the way they did.
I think the ball went a little bit too easy through Carrasco. I think he kind of just let the ball go through and kind of saw the ball. I might be a little critical on Carrasco, but I think if he would at least put a leg out or something, it would have at least deflected somewhere, done something. I think it was just a little too easy. The ball just ran through easy through the middle.
Yeah, I mean, but I think we stressed on how trash Carrasco was this game, right?
Yeah.
So putting that aside, it should have been Didi should have been there at least close enough to fucking put some pressure on him. But once he gets past Didi, or once Didi lets him get by, or once Didi doesn't react to it, it's fair game. You know what I mean? It kind of shifts the whole defense and it scrambles. That shot is taken. I think Bigum does okay. Because I
could have put it wide a little.
Put it behind or put it wide. I think his palm is too straight, so it comes back to give the offense a chance.
Trash. That's why.
I think he could have done better in this play. I'm not gonna blame it on him.
When you have a mediocre goalkeeper.
I don't know about that. I think it does well to get there because it's a good shot. I think it does well to get there. I wish he would have just.
No, straight up, you guys are really blinded right now. No. If he's a mediocre goalkeeper, just under previous results, he's mediocre. No. He has some good games, but he's not a great goalkeeper.
Right. Listen,
he's not great. I'm not saying he's great.
People out here treating him like a god.
I think you're blinded by hate now because now you're seeing what you want to see.
He's mediocre at best.
We're not saying he's great, though.
He's above mediocre.
Yeah, I agree.
But he's not great.
Rudy's above mediocre.
That's true, too, though. Rudy's a GOAT. Fuck
out of here. Listen, back to it, though. I think I would like to see him push that wide or push that behind. He lets it there. I've seen people talking shit about defense not reacting.
You can't do much to that.
Right? Okay, cool. I thought I was bugging because I was like, what do you do? You know what I mean? Like there's a shot, you turn around, and it's a bang, bang, right? Like, bang gets there. The only thing that's happening is the striker was already running in before Bigum had that blocking. So he had a step on the stairs. There's nothing, I don't think, I'm not going to put it on the stairs at all. I don't think stairs is at fault there. You know what I mean? Like, the striker's already running in regardless, and I don't think you could do that. So, you know, it is what it is. I think if you don't let him take the shot, man, I stress this all the fucking time. Don't let him take shots from the middle. You know what I mean? I stress the shot all the fucking time, and look what happens.
Every Thursday.
Yeah, man. Like you don't let a striker take a shot from the middle. You push him out wide and make him take a shot where I have a better angle to block it, or the goalkeeper has a better shot angle to block it. So
where Rudy has a better angle to block it, Bigum never blocked that shit.
Angel would have recovered quick on the play.
I would have recovered quick. Hell yeah. 100%.
But then shot it back into the goal.
It's different though. Belize is a golazo, right? Hey, where were you on Sunday, George?
I can't. We're talking about the Galaxy right now.
All right.
Yeah. So the first goal, I think it really falls down on Didi, in my opinion. I think he just kind of slept on that and let him come down the middle and take that shot. You know, I mean, you don't
just say it, bro. It's Didi's fault.
It is.
It is.
I don't ever want to hear anybody say bench Shelvey, dog. That shit is stupid.
Yeah. I don't think anyone here has said it's been Chauvin. I think
I'm not talking about here. I'm just in general.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear.
Remember, this is what I said.
I don't want to hear that shit.
Give DD more than one game because people are going off of one game or jumping that shit. That's two games in a row where DD has been poor.
Yeah, you know, right?
Chauvin, throughout this, the only fuck up that he's had all season, and we talked about this, was the Vancouver game.
Sure.
The Vancouver game. And there was that few first minutes. And at the end of the day, nothing happened out of that. Nothing happened out of that. So even then, we're giving too much shit for those first minute and a half where he can't get his footing in, which for the most part, the majority of those players did in the first 20 minutes. So everyone, I don't know. I still don't know.
Yeah, look at us getting along together. We're all on the same page.
I know. On Chauvin, nice. I don't.
Well, yeah, we're nice.
Crazy.
Not only that, it's the guy that's playing trash, so we could argue with that too. You know what I mean? When they win, we get different.
Not still, but when they're playing trash, a lot of people point the finger at the wrong person.
Yeah, it's you know what I mean, it's because they prefer other people. You know what I mean, or because the Chauvin has been around for longer, fucking up for longer. You know what I mean? Not this season, but he's been around fucking around. You know what I mean? So
people saying he's overpaid. My man's good.
It ain't affecting us.
Yeah, for real.
It's not really affecting us.
That, the money conversation is stupid. I'm just going to go into a rabbit hole. Keep going.
All right, yeah. Anyways, that's right. Saunders and Bingham. Well, Saunders on drugs is better than Bingham.
Saunders on drugs.
We want him to get back.
Yeah,
it's a fucking
awesome. Well, I mean, Keylor Navas on the market.
Yeah, we can't afford him, though.
We can't afford him.
Yeah, no. Fucking sell the whole team again, Navas, over here, bro. Play with one goalie.
Now it's Zlatan.
And then just long balls to Zlatan all day, every day.
Well, he did good in the World Cup. That's basically one player against the World Cup.
All right. Do you guys remember how that build up to the penalty call was?
It was off a free kick. And I think it was a two touch play. And the ref didn't, I don't know what happened. And Antuna pressed the ball. They played the ball. And then again, Didi got caught ball watching. The ball went over.
So is Didi the one that kind of missed Didi, the offside call?
I don't know who's the one that put him onside.
Somebody.
I don't want to say. Was it Araujo or Sterz?
No,
it was on the other side.
I think it was Gonzalez.
Was it?
I think it was Gonzalez. I might be mistaken, but I think it was Gonzalez.
Uncheck right now. Y'all could talk about.
But yeah, like so again.
Interesting, because I think that out of all of our defenders, all five of them, Gonzalez to me was the best player. Yes, on Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Saturday. No, I agree.
I think Harris and Didi were probably the poorest of the bunch.
I think I think you're on point with that. I would argue maybe Araujo because of his creativity up top or just vision, but yeah. People had a good showing.
But I honestly don't think playing that formation will work for us again moving forward.
I don't think so either.
So I think we go back to what we were playing before, because I know I'm jumping ahead and my bad, but it was noticeable. That second half, we kind of went back to that formation a little bit, and we did look better in that type of role. We looked more comfortable playing in that, at least.
I think that comes through just because it's been what we've been playing. But let's go back to that second goal this quarter, so the PK, or what led to the PK. Man, I just hate how easy that attacking play happens.
It was people,
right?
Yeah,
he's the one that, again, is a bang bang situation, but I just hate how easy, like, we get broken down. You know what I mean? Even if they beat the offside trap, it shouldn't be that easy to get to the point where Antuna's fucking off the top ropes jumping to try to get a block in. You know what I mean?
Antuna was on the wall, and he's the one that actually got into the box to do the fucking. It shouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. That kid just kind of teleports to where he wants to. You know what I mean? So it doesn't surprise me that he's there. But the fact that the defense breaks down like that. Like who?
Like Abra?
Like Abra, yes. Stupid. It bugs me that defense breaks down like that. You know what I mean? Like now I'm starting to see like there's a lack of composure. Right, where like something goes wrong, everybody just kind of scrambles and doesn't stick to the fucking script.
Could it also be that at this point we've kind of rotated the defense a little bit now and just fucking around with it when before we were consistent and we're doing fine? And it seems like everyone's kind of getting to know each other. And you know, you guys mentioned people that this goal was basically the offside was kind of his fault. I mean, the whatever that play was him, right? To stay behind. This is his first game starting.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Communication is probably going to be something that's not there with the rest of the team. So you can't knock him for that. But again,
But you know what? To that point, though, people put this fucking mark on the team real quick. I've seen him, especially because I'm watching on TV.
You probably have better angle than me. Yeah. You probably can assess it better than I could.
And you see different things. You know how they pan into different situations when the ball's kind of dead? You've seen him throughout the whole first half and some in the second half, pointing to where he needs to be at, pushing Carrasco up all game fucking long. He just kind of just, you know, keeps telling him to push up. And you know, unfortunately, he's kind of brain dumb, so he doesn't move up at all. But you see why they go out.
He only knows one move. That's why.
He missed the ball?
No. Picking up Alex Morgan. That's his only move.
Hey, I not a bad move. Not a bad move. Not a bad move, baby. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know,
not a bad move.
You took a W somewhere, right?
You know what I mean? But listen, I now I can see why you go after people. You know what I mean? As much as Alec Polenta, as much as Steris has impressed us this season, people is a different caliber. Like he took control of that the back line. Again, he slipped a little bit, and the offside is on him. Whatever, it's a bang bang play. But his leadership in the back line was really impressive. back to his fucking PKs trying to get over his fucking first half. Antuna just trying to do anything at this point.
You can't blame
him. And the ball kind of bangs him in his hand. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck are you gonna do? I know the Nagbos are talking about they should have called the game because it was like, you know, past the injury time they gave him for first half. Whatever. Listen, whatever it is, like, fuck. You know what I mean? Because Antuna does it. It does. He's trying to get to the ball, trying to stop that play. It hits him in his hand. Just fucking shit luck. You know what I mean? Kind of fitting for this week or for last week. It was fitting.
For the last three games.
Yeah, it was fitting. You know what I mean? Shit just doesn't break our way. Man, I heard a stat about, I think it was through the Nag Boys too. That was Morales. Oh, Morales had missed the last three PKs.
Yep.
That's accurate. Yeah, he missed the first two that he had this season. And he made the third one. Too.
And of course, he slots it in Bingham. And Bingham fucking guessed it right, too. You know what I mean? Just doesn't get there in time. Oh.
Stop moving shit.
And there you go. We end the first half 2-0. And to be quite honest with you, as shit as we played, I don't think it was necessarily a 2-0 down at the first half type of game, though. You know what I mean? I don't think we did anything to get on the board, but I also didn't think they did enough to have 2-0 lead going into a second.
I think we were fortunate that they didn't do much. They could have, honestly, I think they could have had their way with our defense. If they would have kept playing the ball like they did the first goal. I left the first half thinking this could have been worse, and I think we're going to step it up for the second half.
I didn't think so. I thought it was kind of harsh that we were down 2-0.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't see them do much. You know what I mean? Like, listen, they scored, what is it, on the 31st and the 46th minute. You know what I mean? Two goals came in the last 5 minutes of first half. Other than that, like, there was plays here and there, but I didn't think it was a lot in there. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't see a lot in there. So I felt it was a little harsh to be down 2-0 at the fucking, going into the second half.
I didn't really get to watch too much of the game. Like, completely, I did watch bits, and I was listening to it mostly because I was at work. But once halftime hit and we're down 2-0, I was like, this is game. Because I did not see any reaction from or any type of – we didn't have any type of energy. Like, the little bits I saw, I was like, dude, we look gassed again.
And we can't blame that thought either because we've always had a horrible second half showing.
Well, I thought our second half was better than the first.
No, but like going into the half, seeing 2-0 and then seeing we've done in the second half, like, yeah.
All right, so 2-0 at the half. Shitty. Emma comes in and it starts second half, right? I think one of you guys was asking, like, how come we haven't had changes at the half? Well, there it was. Mm-hmm. He comes in for – who does he come in for? Does he come in for
Didi, no?
No.
Because didn't they move Polenta to left back?
Maybe. I'm all confused the second half.
I don't know. I just know they go back to their two wingers instead of that weak ass.
It was Didi.
At the back.
It was Didi.
It was Didi?
Yeah, it was Didi.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, deservingly so. He had a shit first half. So he gets out. He gets out. Again, second half to me. Not until Cuello comes in, I didn't think it was any different in the first half. Is there, you know, and then same from NYCFC. I don't think they, you know, I mean, they weren't special in the second half.
You know, I was surprised that that Emma came in before Pontius did.
Yeah. Why?
Yep.
Just because Emma's trash.
Yeah, at this point, you know, the one thing I'm really gonna give George ever is that we should have sold Emma Bull. I think he was high like a year or two ago, because
even in the offseason,
he's, now that we've had him for a while, especially now when we need him, not there. Yeah. You know, because at least the year that we brought him, our team was okay. That's the year that we lost in playoffs at Colorado, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. So he came into a team that was, you know, I mean, we still had Robbie Keane. That was Gio's only good year. Gerard was up and down. You know, people could say all they want about Gerard.
Are you talking about the year that Keane and Gerard got benched?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, now that we actually need him to be a key player, and either that or just Bruce got something else out of him, right? I really don't know, but people are, you know, saying Drini out, Leggett out, and all that shit. That's the first person that we really, well, him and Carrasco, we got to ship both of them out in some type of package deal somewhere and get some, at least a decent player for those two guys. Because
we're lucky if we got a draft pick for those two players right now.
Listen, point is,
we're lucky if we get draft pick players.
Again, it's one of another coaching decision that I really do question from GBS. Pontius has shown that he's definitely a lot more competent. He's, I mean, shit, the games that he's played for the most part, sans, you know, the Columbus game, because Columbus was just an overall shit show, period. You know, that doesn't count for anyone. I'm not going to give anyone anything on that. But other than that, I mean, he's been effective. He has assists. He's contributed in some type of way, or at least has looked dangerous. Emma can't even do that.
Well, listen, I get the logic behind it, though. You know what I mean? I get the logic behind it. It's just run, right? Unfortunately, there's no impact with him just running when he runs. You know what I mean? Like, there's no impact there. I don't know. I think it's a little hamstrung with the roster he has. But again, let's talk about this.
There's a couple things I do want to address. For sure.
He comes in, I didn't see much impact. Pontius comes in after that, right? Yeah, Pontius comes in, I think he comes in for Yeah, he comes in for Antuna.
No,
he comes in for Antuna.
Antuna got gassed. I remember watching that.
But listen, Antuna, he finally got gassed. He has stopped running. You know what I mean?
Out of everybody, someone that doesn't look tired ever.
So he finally got gas, and it is what it is. And then we also see Cuello in this game towards the end, in the 80th minute. And then there's two plays, right? There's one play where I forgot how it develops, but Zlatan gets the ball on the left side on top of the box, and takes a shot that it gets cleared off of the end line. You guys remember that one?
Yeah.
Is it me, or does it seem like Zlatan was very nonchalant with that one? He just kind of like, I would have thought he would have driven that in there. You know what I mean?
That's second two games in a row where Zlatan just doesn't seem like he's interested in playing.
Right? He's not 100% committed. Yeah, maybe so. But I mean, it's Zlatan. I expect him to, you know, drive that in second pole from that angle, goalie out, defense scrambling. He has space. Drive it in second pole, and it's not that he can't do it. We all know Zlatan can do that, and he kind of just puts it.
He went first post for sure.
Softly,
you know what? I don't know if it's just a misjudgment from him or just the lack that he really hasn't been on point the last two games. That he just didn't get it right, because the intention was right. You know, quick turn, shoot, but you know, I don't know if he didn't realize how much time he had, and the fact that he could have gone to the second post that was wide open.
Yeah,
right. So. Okay. I really don't know what to tell you, but yeah, I mean, I know exactly what player you're talking about. Yeah, I agree.
It trips me out because it's a lot thing. You know what I mean? If it was somebody else who does that, I get it, right? But it's a lot thing, and I feel like he could just place it where the fuck he wants to, when he wants to, and he didn't. That goes on. We could have been 2-1 at that point, and then shortly after that, we have a dope play by my little man Cuello, who puts it over defense into Zlatan's path. How Zlatan likes to receive the balls. And Zlatan again doesn't finish. And that one again is one of those things that you see Zlatan do over and over again. Just puts it right past the goalie, and this time it's soft again, and it's floating and it's off the pole. Pontius tries to come in, and I'm not really sure how Pontius Actually, you know what? I'm going to take that back because I'm not sure how Asu attacked that ball. But he attacks it and he puts it over the goal and it's corner. Same play develops. That end of that play develops. Zlatan getting my man Johnson in the fucking chokehold. I thought he was fucking cane his ass.
That's Johnson's fault though. Stupid ass.
It is what it is though, man. Like I'm be surprised if he doesn't get some kind
we'll
of.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
He's gonna get suspended.
All right, yeah, we'll get to that. So we had two chances that are very clear. That are Zlatan's bread and butter to score. Like, you know what I mean? Shot with open net shot. Fucking ball over the defense the way you like him and you don't put him in. We got to give Zlatan a stick because that could have been 2-2. And we could have salvaged the point off a shit game. But Zlatan was off. So, I know Maza said he might have been tired. So, maybe so. You know, but again, it's... You're making seven. We want to talk about money. You're making $7 million a year for this season, and you can't put those two sitters in. Come on, Zlatan has to get some shit for that one too.
I think we've been giving Zlatan shit for the last two games. I think we're all been saying that he's been tired. But how do you tell that man to sit? And I think we'll get to it. I'm sure we're going to touch on it. It's GBS needs to start addressing these situations, especially when his coaching, his tactics. If he's tired, then don't keep him the whole time.
But see, like, again, who do you bring in?
Right? But then it's a revolving, it's a problem then. Yeah, it's going to be a problem.
Sure. It's a roster problem. It's a roster problem. I think definitely we have a roster problem. So here, let's close out.
If it's a roster problem, then the person that we bring in, obviously is going to be in the starting 11. So regardless of anything, we're not going to have anyone worth backing up Zlatan on the bench. Because anyone worth backing up Zlatan on the bench has to be in the starting 11.
But who's a striker right now? Under 18.
Yeah.
Right? Exactly. Even if it was Zubac, we don't have an ace striker right now. Mm-hmm. But let's wrap this game up because obviously it's, at least to me, it's fucking pain. Let's talk about this game.
I'm over it. Trash.
Same.
I don't even want to come talk about this game.
Just because my boy Michi's in the chat right now.
Who? Michi guy?
Michi. Not Michi. Cheesy, 121 Cheesy. Here. I got to ask. I got to ask. Fool of the week.
Easy for me.
Come on, get it to me.
GBS.
GBS full of the week?
Yep, 100%.
Okay. Okay. Anybody else got another take or are we all just
gonna... fuck.
GBS.
Damn. I was back in
Carrasco.
Yeah, I'll go Carrasco too. So there you go. We split it. It's Carrasco and GBS.
GBS takes it because if he wouldn't have been a fool if he would have sat. As a matter of fact, if he'd be shipping Carrasco right now. That simple. That's right. Why he's fool of the week.
Anybody, we salvage anybody from this game or just everybody just go home?
At a New York game?
No, this NYCFC at home.
Shall we salvage anyone?
Yeah, anybody get to pass? Or
just... Quayo.
Quayo came in like for 9 minutes. It's like
two balls to Zlatan.
The only two that get the pass is people because it's his first fucking game.
I say people and Araujo. That's who I think showed.
Shelvick.
Accurate.
Because we see that he's worth it.
Yeah. Yep.
Jonathan,
we pay him too much.
All right. So let's talk about the state of the Galaxy right now. We lost three matches in a row. We've given up 8 goals in 3 matches. We showed how important Jonah is for us, right? Because our team is
that,
shit.
Smart.
Listen, but it's even more than I expected, though. You know what I mean? We've seen our inefficiencies in our roster. So let's talk about this. Where are we at? Is this an indication of our season? Are we coming out of this? What is GBS doing wrong? Come on, give me your thoughts.
I think that us as Galaxy fans, we are over-exaggerating because the reality is as much as we want our team to be the 2011 LA Galaxy, you know what? Any LA Galaxy from 2009 to 2014, everyone wants our team to be that right now. It's still a building period with GBS. A lot of this, Rudy, you mentioned this earlier, right? With what other options they have or the idea, right? With Emma. I'm sure that the idea sounds great. But GBS, I'm sure, would like to do that with a player that actually can do better things with the ball, right? So he's still constrained to the roster that he has. He's building it 100%, which is why we're a little excited and pumped for the things that are coming in. Because, look, let's be honest here. Polenta, good signing.
Yeah.
Right? People, so far, we showed good signing. Antuna, for us, having him alone, good signing. Who else have we picked up? We haven't seen Alvarez. I mean, what's his name? Yeah, Alvarez. Yeah. We haven't seen him yet, right?
Fabio?
We'll see him soon. Yeah, Fabio. You know, Joe Benny, quietly, he's been fine in that central midfielder role.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he's done anything for the stat sheets, but he's been fine.
He compliments Jonah very
well. Yeah, so with that being said, and these are all his signing. Am I missing anyone? Cuello, we got him in the draft. Yeah, look, draft. That's a freebie. Yeah. That's a freebie. And he looked fine coming in, and I think that there's a lot that we're still going to be wanting from Cuello at his age. But come on, he came up the college route. Anything that we get from him is definitely a huge plus. And I'm not trying to knock the college route, but let's be honest here. We usually don't get that type of talent and that type of role.
We haven't got it in a while, for sure.
What we have from him right now is cool. And then
and he doesn't impact
Araujo
the roster.
Good. Yeah, Araujo has looked good. Didi is still, but Didi also came up from G2, and he's not really his player. So let's be honest here. And even then, we could talk about Araujo. He's not really his player, too. It's just someone, I guess, that they realize, hey, we got to sign this guy because he's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're on a high horse because of the way that we started. One loss out of eight or whatever that was. Honestly, we had talked about this. There's some games and then we're like, yo, honestly, realistically, I probably thought we probably could have lost or, you know, a tie or whatever. But we've been able to figure out wins.
So let me counter that by saying the last three teams we played, though, were teams who weren't good coming into our matches. You know what I mean? Exception NYCFC who were, you know, getting by. They were getting by and on the rise. We hadn't played anybody. So, you know, as we were calling these matches prior to the last three, we had some concerns. But the last three, or at least let's say Red Bulls and Columbus, we're all pretty comfortable and pretty almost brushing them aside, saying this is a team we should beat with a team that we have been playing the way we've been playing, even if it wasn't convincing 100% of the time.
Well, let's be honest. New York Red Bulls, sure, we lost, right? 100% we lost. And at the end of the day, score is what matters, but we're talking about play. We were definitely the better team that day, 100%. Yeah. No question around it. Like, we were miles better than that team. It's one of those games, man. Honestly, it sucks to say, and sure, it's, you know, we go by facts, and I get that in terms of, you know, at the end of the day, they got 3 points, right? But we looked really good. We had chances in that game. We actually had chances to tie and even potentially win that game. Mm-hmm. So it's not like we didn't attempt it. Honestly, defensive issues, or I don't even remember what it was anymore, but we hadn't conceded 3 goals to anyone so far. So that to me is Columbus 100%. Columbus, I really don't know what to tell you. I don't want to be on that boat saying, oh, they're tired, because if a player is good, and that's what we have a training staff for, if this training staff assesses a player and the player also says that he's good, then you play him. You go for the 3 points. At least GBS does. So I'm going to give him the credit for that. But to me, that's the only real game that has been terrible as donkey shit. And this one against New York City FC. Yeah. So, again, this is what I'm saying. A lot of people are panicking and, oh, this and this and this and that. Like, guys, the fact that we're even still in second place with 3 losses in a row, chill. We still our coach, and you guys got to trust Dennis DeCosta too, man. All right, so chill. We still have to build this roster. Again, we were aiming high because we wanted to. But realistically, this is still a building period with a brand new coach, a brand new general manager, and still with some constraints, right, with rosters. We have 3 DP spots that are already locked in that we can't do shit about, right? And Tam that we can obviously work with for this Alvarez guy. But still, I'm telling you guys, a lot of people are overreacting. Shit, even Bigum's having a better year than last year, right? So...
So here, let me put out a question to all of us. Given the three games that we just dropped and the weaknesses that we've shown, what's your take for the rest of the season? Where do you think we'll end up?
Well, before I answer where we'll end up, I think our take is GBS. Where he's come from, he's always had, I think I'm piggybacking off of Angel, he's always had the the luxury to go out with his best players and knowing that he has depth into his team. And I think he kind of played that with the Galaxy and going out with his best players. And kind of when he turned out to the bench, is like, all right, now it's your time to play. It didn't really happen. I think he's had the luxury in the past with that. So I think moving forward, he's going to be able to switch a couple of things earlier rather than when everyone's hurting, kind of put everyone out there and kind of figure it out. Honestly, the way the Galaxy's been playing, there's no reason why I don't see ourselves finishing top three still.
One thing to back up George's team, that is 100% accurate. It's, you know, it is what it is, right? It's the MLS, so we have constraints, but shit. Look at Boca, the biggest example. Mm-hmm. Si sale golpeado Benedetto, who does he have? Juanchope. If Juanchope comes out, who does he have? He has Sarate. Those are three starters anywhere else in the world. Three starters anywhere else in the world. Yeah. Maybe the exception of like the top six clubs or in the world.
Three
right?
starters for but, sure in the MLS.
But three starters, 100%.
For sure, without, you know, without doubt.
Yeah. Right? So you see what I'm saying? Yeah. And the way that he plays, for the most part, two of those were on the bench.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's that we didn't even mention Tevez that could potentially play that striker role.
Yeah.
Masa, you know.
Masa, give me your take. What do you think rest of the season?
I still think we finished top two. I don't even think we're going to be top three. I have complete faith in GBS. My only concern is rotation. I think I'm going to go back to the Red Bulls game. I think if we win that game, I think we rotate our squad and take a L in Columbus. And everyone's well rested for the New York City game, and we win that game. But that shit didn't go down like that. We lost to New York. We didn't want to lose in Columbus. We got fucking outplayed, and we were tired. And we got outplayed. Well, we got outplayed, and we looked fucking tired against New York City too.
Yeah.
And I think that New York Red Bulls game, it was unlucky. It was at least a point over there, and I think it would have been a different story. But shit just didn't work out our way. So I'm not really tripping right now.
So
we have players coming in. Perry Cajun's coming back from injury. I know no one's a big fan of that fool, but...
But listen,
he's better than Carrasco.
100%. I even forgot Kevin Kitchen. 100%. Kevin Kitchen or Carrasco? Come on. Yeah. Come on.
We'll see. We'll see. Because listen, hold on. Before I move on to player talk.
Even Kevin Kitchen with half a leg is better than Carrasco with three.
All right, let me...
the third one, because he has to have something for Alex Morgan, you know.
So, here, let me... I think it's the month of September where we see a lot of games, just like the way we've seen this month. What do we do different in that... And when that comes about again, your GBS right now, what do you do different to avoid what happened in the last three games?
Well, I don't know if that's a fair question right now, though. My bad, Master. Go ahead. I can say mine.
I think it comes down to where we are at on the table. Because
you said
if it depends where we're at on the table.
No. Rudy's question. Sorry, so you could answer it. So I could answer it.
So we have a similar run of games in, I think,
it's August and September.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So what are you as GBS? What do you do different to prepare for that?
Go ahead. My bad.
Yeah, I think it depends where we're at on the table. I think if we're top two and there's not too many, there's not a chance of us falling out of playoffs in that run, then if we fucking rotate, we rest our players, think about playoffs potentially, mm-hmm. instead of taking that fucking risk. But if it's going to be like we're 6, 7, 8, then you're going to have to play everybody at all times and try to get as many points as possible on the road. But I mean, it's too early to tell. But
I agree
feel like
with
we're
going
to be top two, so I think we'll be all right.
I agree with Masa, but I think the one underlying factor is what we get in the summer.
Boom. Bingo. I was going to say I don't want to answer that because I expect this team to be maybe not drastically different, but shit, even one or two, just one player that you can bring off the bench that can actually add a spark to it. Not that, and I'm talking about Emma caliber, where sure, spark and speed and, you know, headless chicken and hope something. I mean, no, someone that can actually do something, but he's actually talented, right? So I say wait, at least until after summer transfer window's done and we've seen if we've had any acquisitions or not. And then I think it's a fair time to ask a question.
And then
I think Drini is back by then, no?
September.
So, who?
September.
Alessandrini back by then? Possibly.
Who?
Stupid. I knew you. Nah, Drini.
No, right now you Drini, bitch. Drini especially in. Right now. especially right now.
All right, cool. So let's talk about some players. So I hear a lot of people saying, "Where's Junie?" And I asked myself a question: do you think he's just not Juvia's flavor, or?
Well, I heard someone say that he's not playing him because Junie's Brazilian and GBS is Argentine.
That's stupid.
I'm just listening. I'm telling you that's what someone's theory is. I'm not saying that. I'm not.
You know why Junie
is
not
playing? It's dumb as fuck. Fine. I'm just telling you what I heard.
Why? The same reason why he didn't play at Chicago. The same reason why he didn't play at Cholos. That fool lost it already. Get over that shit.
Where?
What have we seen? What have we seen with the Galaxy for us to say that he's lost it?
The coaching staff sees something, right? Because obviously, if they're gonna pick him over Carrasco, there's a reason.
I mean, they picked Emma over Pontius this past weekend. And you're going to tell me that I should get over because Pontius?
Pontius plays, though.
It's still the same question, though. No. He was the last one to get subbed in.
You guys got to get over that shit already, dog. Juninho's not good enough. Carrasco's not good enough. And unfortunately, right now, fucking Juninho's not better than Carrasco, dog.
Good night, Raul. Good night.
When Alvarez comes back, if Junie drops, then I agree with you. If Alvarez comes back and Junie's still on the 18, then what do you got to say?
Which Alvarez?
Efrain.
Oh.
What do you say then?
About what?
Yes, that's what you were talking about.
Jesus.
Listen, so I'm
just telling you. There's a reason why.
So here it is, right? And this will lead us to talking about GPS. I personally still have blind faith on GPS.
100%.
So if him and his coaching staff are not seeing what they want to see from Junie in the training pitch, then I have to respect the fact that maybe he doesn't see how he makes the team better when Avery comes in. So that's my take, right? Talking even more in depth about GBS, I think this last three games, I think the Rebel game, I think he got out coached because he dismissed their press. And their press proved to be more than we could handle for that game, right? Yep. Other than that, I don't have seen him fuck up in his coaching, both lineups and the style we play. I think he's done what he can, and then some of the players have not come up to the occasion, haven't risen to the occasion. But GBS, to me, in my opinion, GBS has been on point with what he's doing with what he has.
Yeah, I agree. I'm touching back on the point. I just think that he kind of got hit with a little reality check, knowing that in the past he was able to play his best players first and then kind of go to the bench. And I think hopefully he realized that after these three games. And when we get these stretches, a lot's going to change earlier than when we could take an L fast and kind of go faster. Kind of move on faster instead of kind of just being in the moment and kind of hoping for the best the next game, kind of being a little bit more proactive for about the shit.
Fair take. Masa, what's your take on GBS so far?
I think he's been fine. I think he just got to pull the trigger on rotations. Not want to take the L instead of taking three L's, potentially taking two opposed to three. I would have made that call out earlier, dog. We lost against New York. We looked gassed. Against Columbus, I don't give a fuck what my players say. If I see that you're tired and you're saying you can go, I'm not going to fucking play you because I'm going to make the better judgment. At the end of the day, I'm the fucking coach. I make the call. Fool, you're not going to give me 100%. I'm not going to play you.
I'm the captain now.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let Angel put his headphones back on.
Right, Angel?
So, Angel, give me your take on GBS so far. I know you started to say something a couple times when we were talking about the match. So go ahead and what's your take? So
my take is that he underestimated the coaches in the MLS, the other coach in the MLS. Just because he's not playing in the Argentine League, he thinks these guys don't understand. Maybe I'm being too cynical and thinking that he doesn't think less of the other guys, but at least maybe now he realizes, okay, some teams here have a style to play, or at least they're paying attention to how we play, and they're adapting to how we play, right? So how do I fix that? And I think that's something that he's probably starting to realize, like, oh shit, here goes a high press, they're getting us this way, how else can we play or something different? I think that's been the biggest thing, my takeaway, because it's already, 10 games, 11 games in? Mm-hmm. At this point, there's enough tape to review the Galaxy style of play.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can disagree with that. I think, right. And I think, like I said it, I think against Rebels, it was very obvious that he underestimated their press and their style of play. Cool. Anything else you guys want to talk about before we move on to Straight from the Fence?
Stop overreacting, people. We're barely like 1/4 through the season. And this guy, still in second place.
And not his team. Not his players. At least not all of them.
And Angel, I still can't believe it's not butter either.
Accurate, right?
All right. George, we got questions, right?
Yes, sir.
Cool. Let me play the intro real quick.
You know what I mean? We're still fucking up big, bro. I think the score's going to be 2-0 Galaxy.
I mean, we did better than I expected.
Fuck Santa Fe.
Fuck Levels FC. Fucking G's are going to be coming on top, right?
It's the noob.
All right. Hit me with some questions.
All right.
Hey, hold on. Can I bring something that's like legit from the stance? You guys got my message about the 100 fires, right?
Yeah.
You guys want to talk about that? Or no? You guys want to wait?
I'll do it at the end. I don't know.
That's on you. It's on you. That's your scoop.
We'll leave it on the end. We'll leave it at the end. Okay.
All right. Question from Instagram. Galaxy Outlaws. What up, Manny? Does GBS look to replace Zlatan in the summer or plays out the year? I think we all have an agreement to this. I think Zlatan finishes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy. I don't think there's I don't think there's no way we fucking move from Zlatan this season.
Mm-mm. Angel, you too?
Oh, sorry, what was the question?
Zlatan leaves in the summer or do we finish off his year?
Finishes off the year.
Cool. All right. The Shizza, I hope I said that right. Was the 5-player, I'm hoping midfield, the right move considering our lack of options in the midfield?
Yeah, when I saw it, I thought it was going to be good.
Was the five midfield player option good considering we have a lack of options in the midfield?
So because Chris's brother Charlie Carlos, you guys know him by Carlos, is probably he is listening right now. You the dumbest motherfucker I know.
Boom.
He's been calling this lineup for a minute. And you know what? I was hanging out with him and Chris's groomsman for the game. I told him, all right, you know, I dig it. I dig that they're trying something different based on, you know, going back to back, back to back losses, something different. You know, I dig this change. So he said that he's smart, that he was right all along, and that we were going to win and blah, blah, blah. So if he would have been accurate, he'd be on the show right now.
But, hey, shout out to him too. Last week, fuck
happened?
Sorry,
that's my fault.
Last week, he said that it was Apolenta's fault we lost against Columbus.
You know, it's funny because Chris was also Chris Tucker from Ryan's
podcast. Not Chris Sandoval
or Chris Seller.
Right? His brother,
yeah.
Hello Kitty.
Yeah,
Hello Kitty Chris.
So he was also saying like 3-5-2, right? Again, I thought it was going to work better than it did, and it didn't. And mm-hmm. You know what? Maybe if Jonah's in the middle, it works different. Because I think, obviously the team can't function the same way without Jonah. So maybe we see it again with Jonah and we can see it work. But at least on Saturday, it wasn't it.
You know what? I give them the credit, though, both Charlie and Chris, Chris Tucker, because it's something different. You know, I'm down to see something different. If it doesn't work, then revert to what was working. Yeah. And then later we can say, well, at least he didn't try it and it didn't work.
Yep. So here's a question from Tony on YouTube right now. Let me bring that up. Says question, what are the possibilities of Galaxians joining forces with ACB for SJ and Chivas games? Galaxians are going to get drowned out in those games and we could use their loudest drums. LOL.
From a fan's perspective, not from an ACB perspective that Angel will give you. I agree with this 100%. I want everyone together.
So as of the 19th, the Galaxians will officially be tailgating with us moving forward, 100%.
Nice.
So we're going to have a joint tailgate with Galaxians and ACB.
Nice.
And as a matter of fact, this week we are already talking with them about scheduling a core group meeting between Galaxians members and not just leadership. I'm talking about core group members and core ACB members. And when I mean core meet, I'm not talking about just for transparency. If someone's like, oh, come on, get invited. No, it's like, you know, couples and leadership and, you know, people that lead chance so we can start talking about how we're going to work together. And then we're going to have a test run at one of the Galaxy 2 games to, you know, kind of mess around with things. So when we have that, which game we're going to do, hopefully all you guys listening can make it out, to help set that the foundation for what hopefully is going to be a unified front in terms of, Galaxians and ACB for home games, with standing section in mind for 2020 and so on.
Dope.
That's dope. All right, there you go. Lindomar, why not play Juninho? His confidence will be below average. Then it is time to provide. When it's time to provide, his confidence is going to be low. Why not play him?
I mean, I think we just talked about him, right? GBS doesn't see it in him.
It's because he's Argentinian. Because he's Argentinian. And he's Brazilian. All right. MLG Cheesy 121. Angel, who's your fool of the week? Saca la bolsita, hashtag de salsa.
I already said my fool of the week is GBS.
Yeah. Nah, I give it to Charlie.
Well, if that's the case, you got to give it to Chris Tucker also then.
Yeah, Chris Tucker too. There it is.
He gives it fools.
Fool of the week. All right. Next question. E_310. Should we worry about recent form? I think we all touched on it. We'll be all right.
Yeah. Listen.
We have to. At this point, it's three losses in a row. We've hit rock bottom. Not rock bottom is in, we're in the lower places in the league, obviously, especially on our table. What I mean is that, we were on a high horse and we just got checked right quick, like a 1-2-3 combo. And it's like, okay, wait, chill. There's, GBS. There's some teams that can still whip our ass. That's six goals that we've conceded. Mm-hmm. Eight goals that we've conceded in three games. And only scored two.
If we can't put an ass whooping on Colorado, I'm going to be a little concerned at that point. You know what I mean? If we don't put an ass whooping in Colorado. I'm gonna be a little concerned.
When Massa says that, we usually do really well. So,
listen, I'm good with that. He's a 5-0 against the Red Bulls, but all right, never mind. I'm gonna go ahead and let you finish.
All right, Rooney, this question's for Angel. Stop dodging me. Let's play our game.
What's up tonight? We'll play tonight.
For those that don't know,
When I'm done folding my clothes, I'll text you and we'll hop on.
You're already making fucking excuses. Just play Rooney already. Don't catch that out like the Galaxy.
I will catch that out. Okay.
Rooney, stream it for us, please. Record it. Do something.
I'll watch.
All right. Next question. Hello, Kitty Chris, C-Sand07. Do we suck again? Not as much as you suck again.
Nah, not yet.
Nah, we good.
Second place in the West took 3 years in a row. Come on.
But at the end, at least, if there's a little positive to add to this negativity is we lost to New York, we lost to Columbus, and we lost to New York.
Yep.
All three teams that usually are decent teams, and at least we're not getting our asses beat by the sorry teams.
And they're all in the Eastern Conference, so no direct points, you know?
I mean, obviously they're not great right now, but for the most part, Columbus still has remains. For the most part, their entire roster they had the previous year is just going through a little slump. And these guys, New York finds a way to figure it out, especially against us. So
you guys want to hear something positive? We beat Philadelphia, and Philadelphia is first in the East. So
Philadelphia,
there you go. Yeah, right. And it was a healthy beat. Ass whooping too. It was like 2-3-0.
So yeah, unhealthy ass whooping.
Stay positive.
All right, Dan Rizzle. Is Sebastian scared to shoot? It's getting frustrating seeing him just pass it down the wings.
Well, obviously, Sebastian's I think he's still not pregnant.
Yep. There it is. Damn. All right, Romanandinho 10. Fucking idiot. What do you guys think of the Carl's Jr. Beyond Famous Star Burger? I think it's fire.
Fire.
Rudy, this question's
fire.
For you.
Fire. So, one of my favorite burgers right now.
Can I ask you a question? Rudy, how was it the first time that you started eating vegan food? Did it fuck up your stomach?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah.
Are you vegan now?
Fuck no. It's just, that next day or the next day or two, my stomach was,
it wasn't good.
Oh, you tried it?
Oh, you were not. Oh, you weren't on that episode.
He was. Get it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Never mind. All right. So, point is, last Monday when you weren't on, I was starving on my way home. So, I stopped by Carl's Jr. And I got I'm like, all right, I'm doing a little healthy shit. I low-key thought that the Beyond Meat burger was just like, that grass-fed, more expensive legit meat. And that's why I thought, like some better shit, I got this shit. Hell yeah. I take a bite of this shit. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, anyone that tells me, vegan meat is the same shit as a dead cow. No, fuck no. Dead cow, 100% all day, every day. I'll kill that motherfucking cow myself.
Listen, if you cannot taste the difference in quality between a Beyond Burger and that shit meat they use in Carl's Jr., then you're bugging.
You mean a cow?
It used to be a cow before it got processed 400 times. It got served.
But it's frozen. Still a cow.
All right. Next question.
All right. Next question. it's trash. All right. All right. Eder 4. Do we have a different forward than Zlatan?
Nope. We got Subak, nope. But nope.
Nope. Oh, shit. I'll take my chances with the team. That, yeah.
All right. Here's one from YouTube. Because I'm interested in seeing if you guys know about this. Robert Rios, did you hear about Pluto TV? Are they showing Galaxy games too?
Yeah, I saw that today, actually, that all MLS games are going to be free, but I don't even know what Pluto TV is.
Yeah, me neither. I have no idea. I heard it on ETR.
That shit is free $3.99.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
I heard it on ETR.
Is it an app or what is that?
I think it's like a streaming service that is free. It's like a TV channel service, and they're supposedly they have all the MLS games. You can watch reruns of classic games.
Yeah, and I was seeing that there's like no blackout either, some shit like that.
Too. MLS content. Well, I don't know. There might be a blackout, but...
Oh, okay. But yeah, I did see that earlier today, actually. I forgot who posted it, but somebody posted it. I was like, oh, shit. I should
just look for that. Pluto TV.
That's right. Yeah, I'm checking it out.
All right. La Maravilla 2323. Do you guys feel that the Galaxy got the crew tired and bit them back, which benefited Chivas 2.0?
I say that one more time. Like,
do you think that the Galaxy got Columbus tired and it benefited Chivas since Chivas just played a
match? Well, Chivas also played and they won with the red card again, and Sac Stefan didn't even play, so they that's a different story. Anyway,
Pluto TV's on PS4.
Hell yeah, I'm about to download that shit right now.
Okay, all right. Romonandino,
channel on Pornhub.
Mers versus Cuco. Who wins in a rap battle? Who the fuck is this cool guy?
At first, when I saw the picture, I thought it was like someone took a random ass picture of some like 15-year-old boy.
I don't know who this kid is.
I thought that shit was one of Rob's little homies, dog.
Yeah, it looks like the type of people that hang with.
I'm way too old to be down with someone named Cuco.
I'm apparently from like East LA.
It's like that Swally guy. This whole time I've been calling, like, Lisa told me his name was Swally. I'm like, oh shit, Swally, never heard of him either. Apparently he's your thing. Then I found out his name is Swally. He's like, oh shit. But even then, I don't even know who he is.
No, but you do.
Because I saw Spider-Man into Spider-Verse.
Like, yeah, all right, listen, I'm just too old to fucking know who Cuco is. I can't fuck around with somebody named Cuco.
On that note, the Galaxy are doing a really good job of getting people out to the stadium.
Todd Gurley!
Swally, this Cuco guy, and there were some other people there. So,
that Peter guy, he's sponsored by, who is it? I actually know this.
Apparently it's Cuca, not Cuco.
No, well, it's Cuca Puss or something like that. My point is that there was also some other guy. I can't remember his fucking name, but I think he's a black skater.
See,
segment, who's yo, brat?
This is how fucked, all right? Because
this is how young he is.
Yeah. Oh, maybe.
I know who that is.
Because I don't know who Cuco is, but I definitely know who the brat is. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's dub rat, not the brat, bro.
Yeah.
What are you doing, dog? Talk to me about
R&B singer.
On this segment of we're old as fuck.
All right, DGK, there you go. Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, go for it.
Okay, Galaxy La Maravilla 2323. Another question. Galaxy has hit the post once or twice every game since they lost this season. I don't know if that's a question.
Angel interrupted you.
Basically saying that we lose and we hit the post, so let's not hit the post and the score goes.
Yeah, I fuck with that. All right. Good plan, Maravilla.
Now I am switching to Twitter. All right, let's go with Charlie. He always sends, god damn.
DM, Charlie Arevalo?
Yeah.
That's was the homie until he brought up that Chris one of the last
stupid
shit.
Stupid ass question. Yeah. All right. Based on the season alone, where do you rank Daniel Starris among CBs in the league? And if his age wasn't a factor, would he merit a U.S. men's national team call-up for the January camp? Good question. I think amongst CBs in the league right now, if he didn't have a shit year last season,
forget about last season, though.
Okay,
we're talking about this year. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay,
look,
I think he's worth the money. I think right now, like I said about Emma Bonting, sell this motherfucker and ship him out. Make mad money because we already have a backup in people and we have Polenta. Make money on Starris right now.
Yeah, listen, that'd be a good trade.
I've been saying.
I'm sorry, Mr. Starris, but you've raised a beautiful human being and he's a great stud. He's definitely the best U.S. born. American in the MLS right now, so he deserves to be getting paid. Congratulations.
Happy Mother's Day, Mrs. Stairs.
Yeah. I've been saying that for a minute. The money bag is with Stairs. You know what I mean? He's an American center back.
All right. Question number two. LA has a large, emphasis on the large, Armenian Japanese community.
Oh.
Wouldn't it make a great impact on and off the field if the G's went up for a coming player from those nations, or someone like Kagawa, who, by the way, is out of contract in the summer, or a guy like Mkhitaryan, and who could really be good number 10s, big names, still a very good age with a lot of good soccer left. What are your thoughts on that? In 2003, BO drew a lot of Koreans to the HTC time.
My opinion?
No, yes.
And we brought this before, especially because I'm Salvadoran and I keep hearing the social, oh, why don't we get the people for the selector?
Look what happened.
Listen, I don't give a shit where a player is from.
Mm-hmm.
If he fits the MLS requirements that our team has restrictions to, and we get the best possible players within those constraints to create a badass fucking team, I don't give a shit where a player's from.
Kim Jong-il and Putin if they were good soccer players.
If we win championships, we don't need to worry about who's coming to watch us right now.
Oh, shit.
If we're winning championships, we're fine.
I agree.
But you know what? Just to elaborate a little bit, I think those two places that have a lot of young talent right now that we should be looking at. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it can only help. Right, it can only help with the family.
See, but then you can make an argument for just about every single nationality, because the LA area has large communities of specific, you know, groups. So if that's the case, I mean, you want to have one person from every single nationality just to attract?
What I'm saying is there's a lot of Korean cats right now that are coming up that are speedy wingers that I fucks with. He mentioned Mkhitaryan.
I fuck with one. Mkhitaryan is too old. Yeah, maybe listen, like 3 years. Maybe like 3 years ago, like a 29-year-old Mkhitaryan, nice as fuck.
But what I'm saying is even the Saudi League is being developed a lot right now that we could feed into a lot of these, you know, not recognizable. But
well, if we want to attract the Spanish community, we just gotta get Santi Cazorla and we'll be fine.
Nope, he has one ankle.
Yeah,
no, all right, let's go. Already, go for it, man.
Injury person. All right, from. Twitter, Big E LAG, since his past matchup against NYC was straight shit, now let's talk about and which move on. What do you guys, visually, do you guys prefer our stadium pre-Chargers or post-Chargers?
Wait, what?
The stadium.
He went everywhere.
The stadium. Do you like it pre-Chargers or post-Chargers?
Does that mean like, I'm asking you guys. Like,
the upgrades. We didn't even talk. I think you're talking about the upgrades, like the upgrades since then.
So... I mean, we did see the renditions already.
Oh, yeah. That's perfect.
Yeah, we saw the renditions already. Yeah, I know. Shit.
Can you? If you can't, then shush, because I don't want
to. Look, what they want to do seems cool. I'm just still, honestly, I'm still a little bit, I'll be honest, like, I'm underwhelmed with the renditions. I'm not ecstatic for them. However, I'm going to say I am going to like the post-Chargers additions once they're gone in terms of the stadium, because what they want to do to the stadium, like in a few areas, it's definitely pretty tight. What I'm underwhelmed for sure is in what the standing is going to be for us, what's really relevant to us. But in terms of the stadium, post stadium Chargers, once they're gone, is going to be nice. I mean, I can't confirm or deny they're going to be going back to grass berm.
That's tight. Listen, yep. Going back to the question though, I fucks with the upgrades we've gotten since
Yep.
Since the Chargers have been around,
there's a new bar being.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. Even post Chargers, once they're actually gone, it's going to be better because obviously there's things that they actually want to do that they still can't do yet because of the Chargers, and they will be doing it.
No, but I'm saying like back to the question, right? Back to the question, like the pre or post? I think post is
right, which is what I'm saying. Plus, even it's going to be even better post when they're actually really post.
Okay.
Right now we're still current.
No, but we can't. If we hit the goalpost, we lose. That's what everyone's saying. So no post.
No post.
Wow. Yeah, anything else, or could we just shut the shit off?
No, we have a lot.
Well, it's kind of like the question. We're all over the place. Yeah, we gotta address it the same way that it was asked to us. So, right. But point is, I can't confirm that now we're gonna be getting grass again.
For sure.
All right. So
I can confirm that.
Hashtag, no, not hashtag, at my favorite account, Drini Out. Do you guys think Zlatan will get a suspension after touching Johnson in the throat area? Yes. If how many games would he be suspended?
How the fuck did he ask that? Wait, what?
Yo.
Touching Johnson in the throat area? Is that the way?
Throat area.
So when I saw it, because for that actually it was behind that goal, around there, it honestly didn't look like much. And seeing the replay, like legit, straight up, honestly, Johnson, like he just exaggerated that shit.
Oh, but listen.
Johnson initiated and he knew exactly what he was
doing. Well, yes, agreed 100%. Johnson initiated the entire thing. Zlatan just ain't no bitch. And then Johnson, you know.
Hey, listen.
But.
Listen, he grabbed them in a very intimate way. You know what I mean? It was like full grip and, you know what I mean?
It was sexual.
Yeah, it was. I had to feed him some Swedish meatballs and shit. You know what I mean? That was a grip.
You like Swedish meatballs?
From IKEA.
I take you to IKEA right now, and I put it in you.
And I will assemble you.
What the fuck are you doing, Masa? What are you doing, Masa?
Just really quick, Robert Rios. So the XFL, yes, the XFL is going to be at StubHub. However, they're going to be playing from February so it ends April for sure. It ends in April. So at the most, assuming the LA Extreme even make it to the final, they're only going to be playing up to the first or second week of April. So they're not really going to mess with our schedule. Only like the first month and a half of our regular season.
Right, yeah, sure. That's fine. It's XFL. It's pretty tight.
All right, now we got one.
My bunny, baby. All right.
El Niño Futbolista's on your nuts today.
I love El Niño Futbolista.
All right, we got one last question, non-G's related. What did you fellas do special for your mom, wife, girl, or baby mamas for Mother's Day?
Went to La Esperanza, Salvadorian/Guatemalan restaurant, just like us.
Nice.
I made a video for them on TikTok.
About you playing? Yeah. That should have been your video, a stream of you playing. Masa?
The banana song.
I'm Redondo Beach. Ooh, at a restaurant with a nice view.
Chulada.
Bye.
I went to Boiling Crab.
Yes. Nice.
All right, there you go. Thank you, Chris Heller, for asking us about our personal life.
Hey, Chris Heller, what you do? Let us know. Shoot us in that DM.
Yeah.
All right. So
ACB news?
Yeah, we got any ACB points?
That was all the questions?
That was it.
I thought you said that.
Everything
was
from Twitter? Loki, I thought there was a lot more on Twitter.
No. Damn, Masa, why are you questioning me, bitch? Hop off me.
Just the fuck you said.
Did you ask Charlie Arevalo's questions?
Yeah, I asked Charlie. Well, those are my facts, just like they're yours.
What were the questions?
Oh, come on. Two
questions.
ACB plugs, bro. ACB plugs. ACB plugs.
Hold on. One more.
Oh, fucking God. Yo, we're a fucking mess.
I hate this podcast.
We're a fucking mess.
Rice podcast doesn't have this issue.
Why not start Juni over Carrasco? Juni is more of an attacking midfielder. Big Will.
Hey, Big Will, get better soon, bro.
Ready for next game.
Jonah's going to play against Colorado. And because Juni's trash. Get over that shit. Let's go.
Give Rolf.
Rolf is not.
Oh, you see, my cousin said you're lying. She sent one on IG. Go look for that shit right now.
Palacios, what's her name?
Jasmine.
Palacios family, Jasmine.
Hey, while he pulls that up, hey, shout out to my man, Big Will. Get to him quick, bro. Get back.
Yeah, for sure. Yep.
Oh,
hey,
my Big God. Will, Jasmine.
I know for sure you'll be back before Drini, dog.
Be back Jasmine, before Drini.
Put the question inside of the thing so I could see it. That's why it's there. All right.
Send them a happy
deserve the Jan Gonzalo. Jazz and Gio. Oh, Jazz and Gio. All right.
Now you get it.
Deserve the Captain Arban. He's creating unnecessary fouls, and I have yet to see him stick up for any team members when the refs call BF's calls. Also, I don't see him motivating the team to play to win. Instead, all he does is bitch at them for not placing the perfect ball to him.
Listen, that's accurate. There's a reason why she's related to me. So,
I don't.
Doesn't have to follow rules. No, I don't even damn.
You're fucking asshole, I swear to God.
We don't. Actually, we don't.
Does Zlatan deserve the captain armband? Yeah.
Nope.
Not right now.
Yeah, not right now.
Even at the beginning of the season, we knew you didn't deserve it, but you don't. You give that man the armband because of a name, sadly.
But the only counter argument I have is that technically Jonathan is out, and there's no one on the field that deserves that armband other than Zlatan. So if Jonathan was playing, then yeah, I could agree with you 100%.
Bingham.
But
Jonathan has been playing, though. He just missed one game, and he hasn't had the armband. So,
listen, you know? I think he deserves it. He's been off a couple games, but he's also the one who's getting us through most of the games that we won or gotten something out of it.
And he could have gotten through these games, and we would have at least gotten Tice, and he didn't.
Yeah,
Captain Banta Jr. Yeah,
three games versus, like, you know, what the rest hasn't been.
Captain Banta Jr. and G2s. Hell yeah. I agree 100%.
At least he's better than Jopal.
Armando Carrasco. Accurate as fuck.
All right, that's it.
Now we really
don't have questions.
All right, we done?
Yeah.
Cool. Angel, hit me with some ACB plugs.
So, first thing, big ass shout out to Kim Greer, because apparently Rudy, she's reached out to you and you always leave her hanging with your questions and stuff. So, she said that. She specifically said you, Rudy. It's like, Kim, I got you. So, shout out to you, Kim. Thank you and Jerry so much for listening.
I appreciate ACB you too,
is
Kim.
Nothing, ACB is nothing without you two. You two are the backbone and the foundation of this established supporter group, not like Rudy.
I haven't
He's
done
trash.
That.
Oh, I apologize.
For real?
I just wanted to say that Rudy ain't shit, and George, Angel, and myself do not agree with some of Rudy's methods.
Yeah, Rudy, we agree. Rudy does not. 100%. Rudy does not. Rudy's not.
We apologize.
Rudy,
I'm gonna pull the plug. I'm gonna pull the plug in this bitch one time, dog. I'm gonna pull the plug.
Rudil Steven Quevedo is not a representation of these three fine gentlemen.
I'm gonna pull the plug in this bitch one time, dog.
We apologize for what's happening.
Also, big ass shout out to another Rudy. One Rudy. Rudy in the 200. So Rudy in the 200 came by this past weekend, hung out for the first time ever. Well, I don't know, first time ever, but for sure, first time in a long time with ACB and their tailgate. He usually goes to Galaxy games with his sister. His sister just had a baby, so congratulations to her. Hey, so he's congrats. Like, hey, he had no one else to go to the game with. So he said, you know what, go hang out with ACB, and he was looking for us. As a matter of fact, he approached me because he heard my voice talking to someone, realized that it was me. So he was asking where you guys were. So I want to know where Rudy was, where George was, or where Masa was on Saturday.
I was working.
I was working.
Sorry, bro.
You guys can still hear me cough on here, so I'm not lying.
And Rudy?
I ain't shit. Apparently.
So, Rudy in the 200, I apologize that all three of my co-hosts ain't shit. And at least you got to meet the one that's the smartest, the best-looking one, and the one in shape. So, and that doesn't eat trash-ass burgers. So, listen, next time you come around, again, if these guys decide to show up, I'll introduce you to them. But, yo, appreciate you listening and, you know, hanging out with ACB. Keep coming out to ACB, man. It's always a good time. And join us in San Jose away. But we're not going to do any giveaways.
No. Our lawyer said that. Our lawyer said
Yeah, no, listen, I said come out. I said come out on your own dime, your own expense. You're liable for yourself. Our lawyer said no more Chris Eller. But thanks, Rudy. Rudy in the 200s.
Y'all ain't shit, man. ACB plugs. Right. ACB plugs,
bro. Hey, never let Angel run with any segment anymore, ever. I'll do ACB plugs for the future.
That was an ACB plug. That's just a shout out. That's a shout
My
out.
Saying is, don't let you get a segment because then you get everything out of your mouth.
You guys should have been at the game. That's not my fault. All right, now ACB plugs. First thing, so we have a ticket deal going on right now. So three games for the price of 32. We have it's the Colorado game, and I can't remember what other game. But point is, head over to the ACB socials to see.
The Revs.
Oh, there you go, against the England Revs, and then one Galaxy 2 game. I think it's against OC, right?
OC, yes.
Yep, the OC game. So basically, you get three games for the price of like $32. 30 if you're an ACB member, 32 if you're a non-member. So head over to the AngelCityBrigade.net to the website. Head over to buy shit and then buy there and then check out the chance and shit. Hurry up and buy. So also update: San Jose away, there are about 80 tickets left. Out of the 400 and something allotment that we have, about 70 tickets left based on my conversation today with Jonathan Malter. As of right now, there are still 30 seats left in the ACB overnight bus and 43 in the same day bus. So this shit is almost sold out. So y'all better hop on your shit. Oh, and as a matter of fact, there's at least that I know of at least 10 people that are about to cop this shit over the weekend. Because we're going to have a bulk of people buying their seats and on the same day bus. So that one's probably going to be down up to like 25 seats. So these shits are going to fill up quick. Honestly, they're probably going to be gone in the next couple of weeks or so. The game is already about a month away. Just a little bit over a month away, June 23rd. So hurry up. Head over to ACB's website and get your shit there. If you're doing the overnight bus and you want the info on the on the hotel, shoot us a DM and we'll get that for you. We already have that. And we already have pregame info most likely too. We'll get that out in like the next couple weeks or so.
And Joe, send me the hotel info.
For sure. I'll send it over to you. But yeah, man, about 400 and something to San Jose already. So
should be fun.
That shit's about to be booked as fuck.
Should be
fun. Anything else that I might have? Yeah, about I guess that's the stuff that's really important. We can maybe plug some other stuff in there on the Friday night show if I have anything else.
For sure.
We don't do plugs on that show.
Yes, well, we will then, bitch.
All right. Calling it reps?
Yes, please. Fuck.
Can you chill? Listen, let's talk about something else. Yeah, come on.
Angel, can you capo this weekend?
Why would I?
Why not? Have you ever asked yourself that?
You're right. I've never asked myself that. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, boys. With that being said, this is another episode of Straight from the Stands. I'm your boy Rudy. I am Smarts on Twitch. I am Smarts on Twitter. I am Smarts on the Gram.
Twitch. Oh shit. Who are you? Okay.
Fat Ninja.
Team of the season.
All right, y'all. This is George. Glad to be back. I'm not frozen. Fuck Curaçao Internet. # cancel Curaçao. Jay undefeated 7.
Follow me at LiveItAF96. And big ass fucking shout out to the real Rudy. Rudy in the 200s. I love you, dog.
Big ass Rudy in the 100s.
Yeah.
Peace, love, and G's up.
Peace.